This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, October 9th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Whitehouse.gov issued an official presidential statement commemorating Down Syndrome Month and affirming the right to life. The statement reads, quote, "All people are endowed by their Creator with dignity and the rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Despite some persistent myths and stigmas, even within the medical community, our nation strongly embraces the undeniable truth that a Down syndrome diagnosis is an opportunity to embrace God's gifts." End quote. Between 70 and 90% of preborn babies diagnosed with Down syndrome are aborted in this country. Psalm 139:13 through 16 testifies, "O Lord, you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." In the providence of God, Hurricane Michael is gaining force and is headed for the Gulf Coast of Florida. The storm is packing winds over 100 miles per hour, and forecasters say it may reach a level 3 hurricane by the time it hits Florida on Wednesday, reports CNN. Facebook is censoring advertisements for the new pro-life movie, Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer, which tells the story of abortionist Kermit Gosnell, who was convicted of murdering 3 live babies after botched abortions during a trial held in 2011. Producer Fela McAleer told The Federalist that Kickstarter refused to let the company crowdfund it. In addition to Facebook censorship, NPR has also rejected advertising. McAleer says, quote, "The Silicon establishment does not want this story told," end quote. Find a theater near you through the website gosnellmovie.com, spelled G-O-S-N-E-L-L. Switzerland's National Council has voted to criminalize so-called transphobia and homophobia, reports Sputnik News. The ruling extends a 3-year prison sentence to those who might say something perceived as hateful concerning transgenderism or the sin of homosexuality. Trading Economics reports that the worst nation in the world, based on household debt to GDP ratio, is Switzerland. The next 10 worst nations in the world for household debt to GDP ratios are Australia, Denmark, Netherlands, Norway, Canada, South Korea, New Zealand, Sweden, United Kingdom, and the United States. The nations most likely to carry the most debt are generally post-Christian, European, socialist, and pro-homosexual. The nation of Brazil has experienced what some are calling a seismic shift in politics after this weekend's election, reports the BBC. The pro-life candidate in Brazil's presidential election, Jair Bolsonaro, won the first round, and he is headed for a runoff with socialist candidate Fernando Haddad on October 28th. Sometimes called Brazil's Donald Trump, Mr. Bolsonaro opposes the Paris Climate Agreement, supports gun ownership, and he's calling for stricter measures on crime. Daniel 4, verse 35 says, "Surely all the inhabitants of the earth are accounted as nothing, and the Lord does according to his will among the host of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say to him, 'What have you done?'" Democrat leadership in the Congress is threatening to attempt to impeach Justice Brett Kavanaugh after his 50-48 confirmation vote on Saturday, considered as nothing but saber-rattling by most political analysts, reports the Washington Examiner. Impeachment is a process in which charges are considered against a civil leader. Should the House of Representatives impeach a justice of the Supreme Court, a trial would be held in the U.S. Senate. To remove a person from office would require a 2-thirds majority vote by the Senate. Will the Republicans retain control of the U.S. Senate in the midterm elections? Senator Ted Cruz is still ahead of Beto O'Rourke in that Texas race by 5 percentage points, according to an Emerson College poll. Meanwhile, a Suffolk University poll puts the Democrat ahead of the Republican in the Arizona Senate race by 3 percentage points. Reuters reports that 7 states have passed constitutional gun carry laws since 2015, including Idaho, Maine, New Hampshire, West Virginia, and Missouri. Dissatisfaction among gun owners with the National Rifle Association has increased, and now a full 15 states have an alternate organization like Open Carry Texas, fighting for no-compromise constitutional carry laws. The Mormon cult has agreed to support the legalization of medical marijuana in the state of Utah. At first, the group took a stand against a statewide initiative, according to the Star Tribune. After some negotiations, though, the Mormons agreed to support the legalization of the medical use of the drug as long as the state maintains a ban on individuals growing their own plants. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, October 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.